way to inner excellence. Cleanse the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatam al-Nabiyyin. بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, The one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 1,000 times upon me daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah, marhaba khush amdeed. Welcome once again to another episode. In this series of the pathway to inner excellence, it is a month of Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, the days of fasting are with us, the days of Taraweeh are with us, the days of connection and connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, alhamdulillah. The days of mercy, forgiveness, freedom from the fire of Jahannam, and so many blessings in this month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Today, inshallah, in our episode, we are going to be discussing the power of Salah. Yes, it is a topic which we discuss many a times. But it's a very important topic related to our discussion. Because remember, we are learning the path to inner excellence. We are learning how to purify ourselves. We are learning how to make sure we are perfect from within. So, Salah is indeed one of the main aspects, as the Holy Quran itself says, "Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar." Right? That the summary of which is that indeed the Salah, this ibadat which you are doing, this prayer which you are performing, it prevents a person or it stops a person from vulgar things, from bad things, from obscene things, from wrong things, from all these kind of things. So Salah eventually rectifies a person. Salah makes a person better. Salah makes a person excellent. Salah brings a person on the path to inner excellence, alhamdulillah. So this will be inshallah our discussion for today, which is the power of Salah and why is it so important if we really want to purify ourselves. One thing you must understand is Salah is fard, compulsory. It's a very important ibadat of our lives. It's a very important part of our lives. It's a very important ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we perform. And I would say it is the brain, the head of all the ibadat. Yes, fasting is an ibadat. Zakat is an ibadat, Hajj is an ibadat, Umrah is an ibadat, and many other things, alhamdulillah. But Salah is that ibadat which has so much emphasis, and it is that ibadat which is the essence of every ibadat. Because remember, fasting is once a year, 1 month in a year. Zakat is once a year, Hajj is once a lifetime. So all of these things here. But Salah is that which emphasis has been placed daily, 5 times a day, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and it is spread out throughout your entire day, from the early morning until the late night. Everything is covered within these 5 salahs which we have. So that automatically proves the excellence, it automatically proves the greatness of this ibadat and this worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, that much we understand that Salah is necessary, it is compulsory, it is fard. But we don't just need to perform the Salah. No. Remember, we need to perform the Salah correctly. There's a big difference between performing the Salah and performing it correctly. Many of us, you know, we are namazis and, you know, we've been performing Salah for the past 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, 70 years, who knows. But unfortunately, not even one of those salah was performed correctly. We do not know how to make qiraat. We do not know how to perform the ruku properly. We do not know the rules about sajda. We do not know which cases will our salah break. We do not know when will our sajda sahu become wajib. We do not know what are the necessary things in salah. We do not know what are the sunan of salah. We do not know what are the wajibat of salah. So all of this we do not know, and then we are performing salah. So this performing is just performing without, you know, really performing the salah in action. We're not performing correctly. So it basically just becomes like a person stood up and he went up to down, up to down, up to down, but there is no essence, there is no reward, there is no base, there is nothing for what he has just done. And unfortunately, a person does this for 50, 60 years and he realizes that I have been performing salah incorrectly throughout my entire life and throughout my previous moments in my life. So this is a very big issue. So that's number one. We need to perform the salah, but correctly. And that is when we will start feeling the spirituality of salah. People say, Munasab, salah mein dil nahi lagta. No, man nahi lagta. Munasab, I perform salah, but my affairs are not taking a good turn. Munasab, I perform salah, but I'm still doing wrong. Munasab, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. The Holy Quran has guaranteed that salah is going to prevent you, it's going to take you away from evil, from bad. But what is the salah? You need to know. And that brings me back to the first point, that if you are not performing the salah correctly, then that is not salah which you have performed. And if you have not performed this salah, then what are you waiting for? What miracle are you waiting for that must happen? And you know, my affairs must take a good turn, or this must happen, that must happen. You are not performing it correctly. The thing which you were supposed to do, you are not doing. And then you want the result must be in front of you, the fruit must be in front of you, the outcome must be in front of you. That's not how it works. So yes, the Holy Quran does protect you, does lots of wonderful things for you. So yes, salah, you know, does change everything for you, does wonderful things for you. But the condition is that this salah really needs to be performed correctly, accurately, and according to the teachings of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So there's a big question which people today ask, and the youngsters especially ask, that Munasab, why do people who pray still feel empty? Why do we feel that still nothing is benefiting us? So the answer I have given to you, that you're not performing salah correctly. Number two, let's say a person is performing salah correctly, you know, the faraid, the wajibat, the sunan, everything, he knows everything perfectly, how to perform salah, it is 100% correct. Now comes the second issue, which is a bigger issue, and that is that we are performing the salah, but the presence is not there. Means our body is in salah, but our mind is in our business. Our body is in salah, our mind is at school. Our body is in salah, our mind is in university and college. Our body is in salah, our mind is thinking about the game. Our body is in salah, but our mind is thinking about the football and cricket match. So this is where, again, you will still feel that emptiness, because you are losing the essence of salah, you are losing the spirituality of salah, you are losing the real attachment which the salah was supposed, which you were supposed to have with the salah, and you are losing that link between yourself and the salah which you are performing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is important, that salah without the presence, it just becomes a routine. You wake up in the morning, you perform the salah, Zohar time you perform the salah, Asr you perform salah, it just becomes a routine. It's something you are doing, but there is no presence. There is, your heart is not there, your mind is not there, the concentration is not there. You don't even think for a moment that you are standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows your thoughts, who knows your thinkings, who knows your desires, who knows everything in your heart, in your mind, everywhere. But still your mind is somewhere else. In salah, you were supposed to be cut off from the world, and your only focus and concentration should be the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we do is, in salah, we are cut off from salah, and the concentration in the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our mind is everywhere in the world. So we are opposite. And then we complain, Munasab, this problem, Munasab, that problem, Munasab, I'm performing salah, Munasab, I'm reading all my wazifas, Munasab, I do this, I do that. But unfortunately, nothing is working. Recently, I had a case where a person came to me and he said, Munasab, so many people I went to, I took taweez, I did this, I did that, and nothing is working out for me, Munasab. So please write for me a powerful taweez. So I smiled at him and he said, you know, I want to see how much power you have, man. Write for me a taweez that, you know, everything must just change. You know, he mentioned his problems. I have this problem, that problem, this problem. And somehow it's not coming to a solution. So just, you know, please write the taweez so my problems can be solved. The first thing I asked him, I said, tell me something, do you perform salah? So he said, Munasib, honestly speaking, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't perform my salah. He said, if I perform Jummah, I perform, otherwise sometimes even Jummah I leave. So I looked at him and I said, tell me, no, what are your wazifas, your tawizat? All these are permissible, I'm not against them. And yes, Islam has given us the permission to do all of this. Islam promotes that we must recite the wazif, we must have tawiz, okay, no problem. But I said, what benefit is there that you're reading the wazifa, you are, you know, you have a taweez, you're doing everything, you're drinking the water, you make them, you did this, you did that. Tell me, what benefit are you going to get when you are not doing something which is necessary and compulsory upon you? I asked him, tell me, you read the wazifa, and who is going to solve your problem? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, you have this issue, this issue, this issue, this issue. You know, who is going to solve your problem? Who is going to assist you? Who is going to help you in all of this here? Who is going to make things easy for you? Who is going to open your path and way for you? I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do that. I said, you are doing something against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not obeying Allah. You're not listening to Allah. Then you expect that, you know, my wazifas must help me. My taweez must help me. Remember, I'm not against wazifa or taweez. Alhamdulillah, we also recite wazif. We also have taweezat. No problem. We also wait. But where are we going wrong? Are we leaving that which Allah Ta'ala has made farz upon us? And we thinking that no, just the taweez is enough. Just the wazifa is enough. It's Allah Ta'ala who is going to solve your problems. And He is the one who has told you need to perform the salah. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell me the words of the beloved Rasul, that's the best taweez you can get. That's the best wazifa you can have. But tell me, did he leave his salah? Did the Sahaba Ikram, they had the solution to their problems in the zaat of the beloved Rasul? Did they leave the salah and say, no, that we'll leave salah, no problem. I just want a wazifa or taweez. The tabi'een, the awliya, the sulaha, the fuqaha, the great scholars. Look at everyone. Give me the name of one person in the history of Islam, whether it is the Sahabi, or it's a member of the Ahlul Bayt, or the Wali of Allah, or a great Alim, or a great Muhaddis, Mufaqih, Mufassir, whatever the case is, give me one person, authentic people I'm talking about. I'm not talking about jokers and clowns and that. I'm talking about authentic people. Give me one person who stood up and said that I'm not going to perform any salah from today. Bas, ho gaya khatam. My wazifa is going to help me. My awrad is going to help me. I don't need to perform salah today. Tell me. We have giants in Islam. Show me one person who said, I don't need to perform the salah. Show me one person who said, leave salah and do everything else. You're going to Jannat. You're going to be successful. No. The first thing which they used to do is they were making sure that they are firm on Sharia. The salah is there. The ibadat is there. The dua is there. The sunan is there. The wajib is there. The fard is there. Yes. On top of that, they would recite the wazifa. After every salah, they recite the wazifa. What did they have a taweez? Then you will see the blessings. You will see the effect of the wazifa itself. How can that wazifa have the effect when you're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there is no salah? There are so many wazifas which you read, awrad, invocations, which is mentioned that after this salah, you must read this. After this salah, you must read this. After this salah, you must read this. When there is no salah, how are you going to read that? When the foundation, the base is not there, what wazifa are you going to read which is going to assist you and help you? So we need to set our priorities. Salah is a priority. Salah is something necessary. Salah is something compulsory. We need to make sure that we are performing the salah correctly, and correctly. And we need to make sure that with performing correctly, our presence is there, our mind is there, our body is there, our thinking is there, our thought is there, our heart is there, everything is there when we are performing the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a person who has a lazy mindset, who says, Allah Ta'ala is the most forgiving now. So no problem. I don't have to perform salah. I miss my salah today, Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. I miss my salah today, Allah Ta'ala will, you know, day of Qiyamah, inshallah, I'm going to Jannah. I recite Naat, I celebrate Milad, I celebrate Urs, inshallah, that's sufficient for me. I don't need to perform Salah. Problem. Big problem. We also celebrate Milad. It's a crown of our head. We also visit Mazarat. We also attend the Urs. Yes, we also have the Salasab Mahfil. We also have Khatam. We do all of these things. But where do we neglect the Salah? Where do we say that, you know, Allah Ta'ala will forgive us, inshallah, we're doing everything? No. This is a lazy person's mindset. That just to suit himself, he'll come up with the weirdest excuses, they say, you know, just so that he can run away from this, that he doesn't want to perform the Salah. He'll find excuses, he'll find issues. You know, if you tell him, come, let's go perform Salah, he says, yes, yes, you know, we are gunahgar, we are padte hain. We are sinners, we are busy in business, we are very far away from deen. So you are far away, you are not performing Salah, you are busy in your business, it's a fact. So do something to rectify yourself. I met people, when you speak to them, they say, nani, hum toh bahut gunahgar hai. Now, we are big sinners, munasab. Now, we don't know what's going to happen to us on the day of Qiyamah. And they won't perform the Salah. They won't do anything. So I look at those people with astonishment and I ask that, you know that you are doing something wrong and you know that you are going to be suffering on the day of Qiyamah. And if Allah forbid, you are going to enter Jahannam ma'adallah. You know that. And still you are taking everything lightly and you're saying, yeah, but still we're just hoping on the mercy of Allah. You are a fool. Person who does nothing. And then he's just hoping on the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He's a fool. Allah is most merciful, most compassionate, most forgiving. Yes, there's no doubt at all. We don't have even a speck of doubt in this year. Our iman, our aqidah. But Allah Ta'ala is qahar. Allah Ta'ala is jabbar. Allah Ta'ala is khaliq. He is the one who can take accountability. He is the one who can question you. So don't you look at that angle? Just Allah Ta'ala is forgiving, so I'm going to be forgiven in the court of Allah? No. This is a lazy mindset. This is the mindset of that person who wants excuses to not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have the second mentality. The perfectionist. You know, they say Mr. Perfectionist. If he wants his salah must be perfect from all angles. Whether it is the performance, whether it is the way of performing, whether it is how to perform the salah, and whether it is, you know, the presence of the mind and the heart in salah, everything he wants must be perfect. There mustn't be any issue. These are the people who are successful. Now I ask you, how many of us are in the second category? No. How many of us are in the latter category? Never. We are all falling in the first category, which is we have this lazy mindset and we'll find every small excuse to avoid salah, to move away from salah. So what lessons have we learned today? That salah is the fundamental teaching of Islam. It's a basic pillar of Islam. Salah anchors the day. Perform those two rakat of tahajjud. Perform those two rakat sunnah and fard of fajr salah. And then see how Allah Ta'ala puts blessings in your days. See how the path opens up. That's the time where rizq is distributed. That's the time where you are going to get from the court of Allah. That's the time du'as are answered. When you are sleeping, you are snoring. You have no idea what's happening in the world at that time. When you come and see me, I said, I have this problem, I have that problem. Number two, the lesson we learn is, Salah trains discipline. Because there is a specific time. You cannot perform Fajr at time of Isha. You cannot perform Isha at time of Zuhr. You cannot perform Zuhr whenever you want to. No. Every Salah has its time. You have to wake up in the morning to perform this Fajr. You have to go at the time of Zuhr and perform this Zuhr. You have to leave your business for 2 minutes and perform that Asr. You have to accept you are tired but still perform that Maghrib. Then you have to know that you are just going to go sleep but you need to perform that Isha as well. It's discipline. Islam and Salah is teaching you that there needs to be some discipline in your life. Timing is important. Timing is important. Sticking to time is important. All of these are important factors in Islam. And Salah is teaching you all of that. Salah is giving you all of that. Salah is emphasizing all of that. My question to you, to all the viewers and listeners, is that, you know, when are we going to really take this Salah seriously? If we do whatever we have just learned today, then we'll see how that Salah is going to rectify us from within. We'll see how that Salah will start making us a better person, undoubtedly. But that's only and only and only if we follow what we have just discussed now. So now we need to discuss also how to strengthen our Salah. Firstly, I will tell you that learn the method of Salah and do a course, you know, learn the whole. I mean, Dawud Islami has given us so much privileges, I would say, make things so easy for us. We have online books, we have physical books, we have online classes, we have tutors, we have everything. Every opportunity of learning is present. The only thing you have to do is you have to go and grab that opportunity. So we need to understand, how do we strengthen our salah? Firstly, we need to learn the correct method and the ways of performing salah. Then we need to start fixing it. Not just learning, we need to learn and implement it on our salahs. If you feel that a short surah gives you more focus in the salah compared to a longer surah which you get confused in, recite the short surah. But make sure the focus is there. Make sure the mentality is there. When you come on that musalla and you say, Allahu Akbar, leave everything behind. Now your only focus must be on the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala and the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That's how you start strengthening your salah. When your salah is strong, it makes you also strong. When you are strong, then strong doesn't mean you have these muscles. No, that's your physical appearance. We're talking about the inner strength. That salah is going to purify you from within. Besides this, there are so many things. You know, our iman becomes strong, our confidence gets strong, we have emotional stability, our anxiety is reduced, depression is reduced, our connection with Allah becomes stronger, our matters take a good turn. So many advantages and benefits of salah. Yes, the routine needs to be there. You need to wake up in the morning for that fajr. You need to make sure the routine is there. Sometimes the salah is going to clash with your routine and your schedule. You will feel that, you know, I had a business meeting here, the time of salah is going. At that time, the priority must be the salah, not the business meeting. I have to catch a flight. Leave it me, I don't have to perform salah now. No. You need to perform that salah. I'm traveling now, I don't have to perform salah, I'll make qaza later on. No, you need to perform that salah. I'm on the road, I don't have a musalla, how am I going to perform salah? Leave me, I perform later. No, stop the car, come out, perform on the road. The road is pure, the earth is pure. Allah has made the entire earth as a masjid for you. Perform salah wherever you want to, provide it's a pure and clean place. Perform the salah. Why are we looking for the excuses? So this is something which we need to do. Salah, whenever you have to choose between salah and your lifestyle habits, you will always give preference to salah. That is what a true believer always does. So the call to action is, let's start from today, from now. I will start rectifying my recitation, I will start rectifying my salah, I will start rectifying the way I perform, I will start rectifying everything inshallah. It all starts now, at this moment, immediately. Make your intention. It's the month of Ramadan. You get rewarded for your intention, you get rewarded for your effort, you get rewarded for everything that you do. Make dua, may Allah Ta'ala enable us to, inshallah, act upon whatever we have learned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us attached to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to salah, to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. With these few words we have left, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. We hope to see you in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, and remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Pathway to inner excellence cleans the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.